Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, how was Shalamash's first play, God of Vengeance, received when it opened in Europe and in the United States? Since this week we're celebrating Hanukkah, I thought I'd give you a little present. So I'm going to read you a very special Hanukkah story by Shalamash. I'll tell you why it's so special later, but first a little about the author. Shalamash was born in Kutno, Poland in 1880. He moved to Warsaw in 1899, where he wrote stories, plays, poems, and novels in Hebrew and Yiddish. He emigrated to New York City in 1914, and began as a writer for Yiddish newspapers. Perhaps his most famous play, The God of Vengeance, is the story of a wealthy Jewish brothel owner whose family lives above the brothel. He commissions a Torah scroll in the hopes that this will somehow redeem him and ensure a good marriage for his pure virginal daughter. However, she holds a dark secret. She's in love with one of the prostitutes downstairs. The play was released in 1907 and quickly translated into German, Russian, Polish, Hebrew, English, Italian, Czech, and Norwegian. It enjoyed great success in Berlin and other European cities. However, when the English version opened on Broadway in New York in 1923, the themes of prostitution and homosexuality caused such a scandal that the cast and producers were arrested on obscenity charges. Ash also wrote several other plays, which were produced in the Yiddish Theater in New York. He continued his prolific career as a writer, occasionally in English, but mostly in Yiddish. Most of his works dealt with Jewish subjects, as in Motka the Thief and Three Cities. His most famous books to English readers formed a trilogy, The Nazarene, The Apostle, and Mary, in which he attempted to portray Jesus, Paul, and Mary in a way that bridged Christianity and Judaism. But this antagonized a lot of American Jews, and Ash moved to Israel in 1956. He died in London in 1957. And now to our story. It's called Hanukkah on a Ship to America and is very special because it was translated from the original Yiddish just for this program by my mother, Rose Jimenez. So thanks again, Mom, and we both hope that you all enjoy it. Hanukkah on a Ship to America by Shalamash. Chana Leah found herself and her children on the ship that lay in the waters of the great ocean. All day the ship was in turmoil. People were yelling in various languages. Chana Leah went along with everyone else. A small boat had taken her and her children to the large ship. She did not see the ocean. She was afraid to look. She put her fate in God's hands. Hanaleah was led through subterranean passages into the depths of the ship. She held Yusala's hand and followed. She was not afraid. Finally, she was shown a sack of straw in a corner, amidst many, many sacks of straw. She climbed up with her children, scrunched into a corner with them, and was afraid to move. Now she began to fear the big, terrifying ocean, although she had not seen it, and had not felt it because the ship still lay in the harbor. Meanwhile, the room in which she lay became quite homey, and as Hanaleah looked around, she saw that she was among her own people. This was the section for Jewish families with children. "Well, there you are. Where were you during the entire journey?" someone said. Hanalea looked around to see who spoke those words. It was a woman whom she had met at the border. Hanalea was as happy to see her as if she had met an old friend. "Where were you? I looked for you," she answered. And both neighbors on the two straw sacks gathered their children and started to talk together as if they were old friends who had just rediscovered each other. Meanwhile, the Jews befriended each other. All of them spoke simultaneously, inquiring about acquaintances in their cities. They questioned each other so thoroughly that some of them even discovered that they were related. "If that's the case, we can really say the evening prayers," a joyful voice called. "Well, of course," one could hear voices respond all around. "People, you know that tonight we light the first Hanukkah candle," someone in a corner reminded everyone. "A good omen to go on a ship the first night of Hanukkah," someone replied. "Is there a chazan here?" someone in the crowd asked. "And how? What do you think? We have the chazan from Keltzer here." One of the men pointed to a young man with a little yellow beard who kept himself somewhat apart from the crowd. In a few minutes, the young man stood before two candles, which had been lighted and placed on a wooden box. The young man sang for the assembled people, and the women and children on the ship joined him in Kedusha, the sanctification hymn. The evening prayer was lovely. Afterwards, people asked around to find out who had Hanukkah candles. It turned out that everyone was mindful of the fact that Hanukkah was coming, and they had all prepared candles. Each family lit its own candles and placed them on its own box. The chazan stood before the altar, which consisted of one box on top of another. The assemblage soon found a pair of children who would sing for him. He had also brought a little soprano with him, his own son, a wonder child. "America will stand on its head when they hear him." And the children sang the Hanukkah prayers so beautifully that the people had never heard them sung so magnificently before. Hanalea forgot that she was on a ship. She imagined that she was in the synagogue in her shtetl. She was saddened by the fact that her husband was not with her. The singing became louder and louder. The boy, the little soprano, created magic with his voice, and all the Jews on the ship chimed in. And the sound became louder and more joyful, and when the chazan finished singing, the jolly man said loudly, rubbing his hands together, "Now it would be fitting to have a good latke and cracklings in honor of Hanukkah." "Here are cracklings," one could hear a female voice coming from a straw sack. The woman came down and took out a pot of cold cracklings from her large package. "Where did you get cracklings?" a woman asked. "My daughter gave them to me for the journey, just in case I was very hungry," the woman answered. In a few minutes, all the Jews from different neighborhoods and different countries sat together. Yesterday they hadn't known each other, but now they sat with their children around one table, ate from one plate, shared each morsel, and felt like members of one family, like old, old friends of bygone days. Well, that's it for this week. All of us here at Radio Sefarad wish all our listeners a very happy Hanukkah. And as always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSefarad.com. I'll leave you now with Maoz Tzur, Rock of Ages, sung by Matan Ariel and his friends. See you next week. Lecha nae leshabeach Tikon betefilati Vesham toda nezabeach Le'et achimat beach
שיר מזמור חנוכת המזבח אז אגמור בשיר מזמור חנוכת המזבח מעוז צור ישועתי לך נאה לשבח תיקון בית תפילתי ושם תודה נזבח לעת אחיד מטבח מצר המנבח אז אגמור בשיר מזמור חנוכת המזבח אז אגמור בשיר מזמור חנוכת המזבח